שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, we're in the lesson on the topic of distancing for the sake of nearing. We will read selected excerpts from the sources. We are in excerpt number 8. You can find the study materials on our website, and also in the Arvut system, you can press the study materials icon in the top menu. You can ask questions on our website, and selected questions related to the studied materials can be asked during the lesson.
This topic is extremely important.
Slida, tchiya,
moving apart, growing further, repulsion, rejection, hate, even, doesn't matter. All of those feelings relative to the wisdom of Kabbalah, towards connection, towards everything that has to do with the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. When we feel, first of all, that we are moving apart, growing further, and we overcome this to some extent in action, in prayer. We obtain, we move closer and we come to the goal. Therefore, our connection in the 10, we should be each helping each other so that every time we move, we feel separation and that we are growing apart. Each and every moment when we feel that we are in this rejection, repulsion, this repulsion comes so that we would move closer, repulsion, moving closer, growing farther, coming closer, growing farther, coming closer. Or you can say differently, we are shown the will to receive and we use it in order to bestow in various ways according to the will to receive that's revealed. Therefore, this has to be for us as our primary habit, just for a person and for the group. So throughout history, when we see all those things later, the Creator doesn't do any action except for revealing us our ego, the evil inclination in a person, in a ten, or in the nation, in humanity, so that on top of that we would come closer to Him. So each time we find ourselves in such states, like on a swing, He rejects and we move closer. He rejects us and we move closer. And by that, the darkness and the light, the bad and the good, we connect everything to one goal, to adhesion. This is our work. And the main thing is that we attain in the connection this tendency to overcome the rejection, the distance, the growing distance between us, and by that, the group is holding each one of us, each and every friend, and everyone understands that they exist. Specifically, not to let anyone from the ten or from the larger group of Nebauch or for humanity when we get there, that everyone cares for everyone else, the concern and the person's heart will influence the others, will connect them, and will see that no one can perform the correction by himself, but rather only by helping others. And that's how we advance. There is no other way to advance it. There can't be. But only by building such an atmosphere that on top of all the thoughts and each corrupted desire, meaning desire that is pulling us in whichever direction, we immediately feel the atmosphere of the ten, that field of the environment that is pulling us back toward the goal, connection, attaining the Creator. And when we feel that we are growing apart, we are cooling off, it's only so that we would discover more and more desire and willingness to reach the Creator through connection. So, this topic of growing farther for the sake of coming closer is our ongoing work in everything. And the Creator does nothing except for revealing to us according to the soul's nature, the desire of each and every person. He reveals gradually these desires to each one and also to all of us together. Correspondingly. So, we need to worry about the others coming closer to the goal in mutual bestowal, in raising the general state of the ten. And by that, we'll see ourselves as nearing. And if I think of myself, I think of my ego, even in the purest thoughts and desires. But if I'm thinking about myself, about my nearing, then I'm still in order to receive. And only when I think of the group, as Rabash writes to us in the articles about the group, only in such instances I am truly doing the correct work about moving closer from us to the Creator. That's the work on the distancing, meaning as much as possible for us to be able to decipher them, to connect this distancing to the distancing in the ten and to nearing between us in the ten. We're the center of our nearing in our, the connection between us. That's where we approach the Creator. Let's go to the excerpt.
So we are in excerpt number 8. Shamari Bara Sulam. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator so as to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in a manner of dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, my sons have defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a will to bestow instead. Again, excerpt number 8. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above because there is room to work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvekut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, "My sons have defeated me." That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a will to bestow instead.
No, Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, а вот как все-таки правильно попросить Творца, чтобы...
Yes, dear Rav.
Вот эту вторую природу, и чем он поможет?
Nevertheless, how do we ask correctly from the Creator so that they will give me what I want? How will he help exactly?
You can ask for the Creator only to the extent that you're connected with the friends and you're turning towards the center of your connection. There you find the Creator. That's one thing. The other thing is, how, in what will he be revealed? It's hard for me to describe it. Let's put it this way. The connection between you will be revealed as something that exists in is internality. The force of bestowal, the general force of bestowal that you have will be revealed for you as existing, as governing you, leading you. And this force then comes out of concealment. To some extent, you discover it, and by that you also make it king over you, crown it over you. Well, that's fine. We'll find more words. In truth, it's very difficult to describe it using more everyday words.
This force of bestowal, is it supposed to be revealed necessarily as something external that is ruling me, or is it some result of my efforts?
No, it's something that's above us. Gilad, keep going.
Excerpt number 9. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness, which we taste in this world, separate us from the Creator. Yet, when exerting to keep the Torah and Mitzvot with love, with our soul and might, as we are commanded, in order to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and might. In that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for the attainment of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in every contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet. For all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for obtainment of sublime degrees. Thus, the darkness becomes a great light, and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of his guidance toward the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification, and they sentence the entire world to the side of merit.
We see that specifically from receiving the feeling of distancing. First of all, it's not distancing. It's not like we've moved away from the previous state. Rather, we are advancing on the left side from the previous state, meaning in revealing more of the will to receive that we will then correct in order to bestow. So if we receive such a feeling of distancing, we need to understand first, and this has to be in a group where the group decides that this is how it should be, and we are holding to this fact between us that the feeling of distancing is nothing more than an invitation to come close again.
Rafa, вот нам кажется или у нас впечатление, что в соседней десятке не все благополучно.
It seems to us we have this impression that in the nearby tens not everything is proper, and we are asking for them. Is it correct to ask in such a way?
Yeah, I would say this is secondary. First of all, I have to worry and care about my ten, how connected it is, how cohesive it is, how much it is concerned with attaining the goal, and how much each moment, each one feels he's disconnecting from the goal, and with the help of the ten, he feels that the whole ten is next to him and is pushing him back again towards that goal. So first of all, we need to establish this attitude in the ten. But each and every moment, I feel that I'm deviating from the path to something that grabs my attention, that fills my head, my heart with something. And above it, I don't need to cleanse myself from it. Rather, above it, I need to build an inclination through the ten for connection with the goal, with the Creator. And if I do it this way each and every moment, and each time I'm keeping the mitzvah, the commandment. This is the meaning of Israel, the light, the Creator are one.
The request for the friends in the ten, it seems to us that this is already something egoistic to ask in such a way. We're asking for ourselves.
Yes, but nevertheless, each one should check himself. He's waging wars with his disconnections, and he's doing it for the ten in order to pull the others, to carry them. One ten for another ten. I'm not so concerned with that right now. It's still ahead of us. We're not immersed enough in the good connection in the ten itself, each one in his own ten. To look at other tens, if there's a very special case, an unusual case, something that stands out that you have to worry about it, but not on a regular basis.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. What are those contradictions against his uniqueness? I feel rejection all the time. I understand that I'm a will to receive, and I ask of the Creator that he will give us this special connection. Besides that, what else can we do?
We need to see in all our states that we are governed, managed by the upper force, and we need to establish through our actions, various actions, that they are also moving towards this upper force. That's it. Both in the ascents and in the descents, try not to disconnect from the upper force that is governing us. That's it.
Rav, is there some order of actions that I can perform the moment that I feel disconnection and darkness in order to turn it into light?
Yes. You first need to try before that to strengthen your connection with the Ten as much as possible. Because the moment you disconnect, you get confused for whatever reasons, thoughts, desires, actions, instances. If you do it, you can guarantee to yourself that the Ten is looking after you. Because if it's not looking after you, you have no chance whatsoever to advance towards the purpose of creation. Especially us in the last generation. Connection has to be as the source of all the forces, decisions, the feeling and the knowledge, only in this way.
This is felt. That is the fact that I'm in the hands of the friends and I rely on them. After we have connected and performed all of the actions, this is felt. Now, I'm still in the darkness. I performed all of these actions. So what's the next step?
And through those friends, ask that the Creator will help. Why is he giving you all these obstacles? So you'll be able to connect to him. So these obstacles would help you turn to him.
Yesterday you answered to me that the prayer should always be about how do I adhere to the society more. So is that the right prayer in this state when I feel disconnected? Not to ask for the state to be corrected, but to ask to adhere to the society more? Is this the right direction?
But this is correction. This is already correction. And through the society there, with the society together, when you connect with them, why are you doing this? So above this, you can connect to the Creator. That's how it is.
Gracias. Usted nos enseña que.
Thank you. You teach us that we need to hold on to the thought in the Ten above whatever disturbance is being sent to us from above. How is it possible to do it above it? How is it possible to hold two thoughts simultaneously? Either I'm in the Ten or I'm in the disturbance, but I cannot be in both of them at the same time. So what does it mean to have it, to hold it above?
I didn't quite understand your question. You need the Ten, especially each time you disconnect from the path. When you connect to the path and it's clear to you where you are and what is the right direction toward the purpose of creation, then you connect to the Ten differently than when you are frustrated and you are lacking. But nevertheless, both in the ascents and in the descents, we always need to be connected to the Ten because Specifically in this way, we are building the kli from ascent and descent inside the ten. When we try to be together, each one in his own direction, since each one is seemingly a different sphira, and in this way, we are coming closer to one another, each one completing, complementing one another, until we discover that we all belong to one desire, one body, and all of us together are then rewarded with the revelation of the Creator.
Good morning, Rav. How can I overcome anger and impatience during the term of delay?
It's difficult. It's true. But the more we are in it, the more we see, we discover that all those states, the Creator is giving us those states on purpose, so we would come close to Him. He's seemingly disconnecting us from spirituality. He's throwing us into all those foreign thoughts and desires, but later, we eventually grow accustomed to it and we discover that all these actions of His is are in order to build in us the correct vessel. And there's no other form, other way to build the correct vessel except in adding more of the corrupt desire and then bring it to recognize the evil, and then above the recognition of evil also the recognition of good.
So the state is also a correction itself.
Of course, there are no other states in all of creation, including the worst possible states. They're all corrections. Only corrections. And in the end of correction, we'll see that all told, we were only in the corrections.
I wanted to continue the same question from the as the one from the Latin Kli. You said that every moment I'm being deflected from the path, something grabs my attention, and I need to build. Well, I need not to pay attention to the disturbance, but rather focus on the goal. So, how, without removing the disturbance, can I reach this mastery of building something above it?
Only patience, constantly be with the ten, constantly exist with everyone else.
PD 31.
Good morning, Rav. According to what is the intensity of separation that is revealed between us determined?
According to our ability to overcome.
Is it possible to control that level of separation?
According to our ability to overcome and connect again.
If the force of separation is not revealed between us, what does that mean?
But we cannot connect. Therefore, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, his disturbances are greater, both relative to a person and relative to the ten. That's how you can see it.
Buongiorno Rav. Quando un amico muore, che genere di correzione è questa per lui e per chi resta?
When if a friend passed away, what kind of correction is it for him and for those who knew him?
Again?
If a friend passed away, what kind of correction is it for him and for those who remained alive, who knew him?
Gamze.
Everything is corrections, this included. What kind of corrections? I cannot say, but it's corrections. There's nothing more than corrections.
קטע מספר 10. הנה כתוב, אין עוד מלבדו.
Excerpt number 10.
שפירושו,
it is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what one sees, that there are things in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is his will. This is deemed a correction called the left rejects and the right pulls closer, meaning that what the left rejects is considered a correction. This means that there are things in the world that, to begin with, aim to divert a person from the right way, and by which he is rejected from Kedusha, holiness. The benefit from the rejections is that through them, the person receives a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him.
That's the benefit from the rejections. Gradually, through many such rejections, we understand that only the Creator can make the correction, and only He knows which correction it needs to be, and we agree to all forms of corrections as long as He does it. That's the benefit from the rejections. Good, no questions on that. So next.
Rav, what does it mean, a complete need and desire? What is the difference between a complete need and desire when it's still incomplete?
That I want only that. I've come to the conclusion that this is what I need. I need only the help of the Creator and only by receiving the force of bestowal. And this force of bestowal means that I connected at 10 and I discovered the connection between us, not only a connection between 10 friends, but the connection between 10 Sefirot and the Partsuf. Okay.
Yofi. No, Kadiva.
Keta Mispar 11.
Excerpt 11. When one begins the work of the Creator, the way is that he is shown distancing. And it seems to him that he is pushed away from above and is not permitted to come into the work of the Creator whatsoever. But in truth, the whole distancing is actually nearing. One needs to brace oneself very, very much so as not to fall in his mind when he sees that several days and years have passed. He is making great efforts for the work of the Creator, but he is still very far and did not even begin to enter the gates of holiness. Therefore, it seems to him as though the Creator is not looking at him at all and is not turning to him whatsoever, since he does not want him at all. But in truth, the whole distancing is actually nearing. Sorry, regarding all of these, one needs to strengthen himself very, very much and not look at all of it at all, because in truth, the whole distancing is actually nearing.
Except Nayad, the corrupt will to receive to us. The upper light reveals another layer and another layer in our will to receive. And of course, by that we feel we are becoming worse. And how can it be that in this way we're coming closer to Him from our world? We know that the more you move forward, you advance in all the good discernments. And here we discover ourselves weaker, less smart, we feel less, we understand less, we're less capable of connecting, of performing any actions. And by that, we see our distancing, not our nearing, but this is incorrect. Rather, the Creator raises, increases the revelation of evil in us, and from that, we're able to come close to Him. Since without evil inclination that will be revealed in us, we don't need the Creator and we cannot approach Him. Hence, specifically, the revelation of evil, when we feel ourselves each time worse, lowly, corrupt, and so on and so forth, and this revelation is a sign that we are actually moving forward. Clear? Ita 3.
Grazie, Rav. Buongiorno. Da cosa dipende la capacità di superare questi stati?
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. On what depends our ability to overcome these situations?
The ability to overcome these states depends only on how much the environment understands it, feels it, quietly understands that this is how it needs to look after itself, that there needs to be an inner spirit in the ten, that you have to accept correctly each overcoming in an egoistic will to receive. This has to happen each time more and more, and we need above it to connect more and more. Meaning, if in our day-to-day we don't feel that we have a greater need for connection, we are not in the right place. The Creator is definitely raising, growing our ego, individual and group ego, and if we don't feel that it's coming, then it's a sign that we are just kicking away, we're letting go of the opportunity to approach Him, to rise above and to realize His invitation. We need each and every day to remind ourselves that it is our obligation to be more sensitive to the growing of our ego. How it's pushing us apart, how we are becoming weaker, more despaired, and that is specifically so we would, that is done specifically so we would understand that we must come closer to one another. In a sense, each moment that we are coming closer in our inclination towards unity and closeness, we will not miss out on any invitation from the Creator. Since accordingly, He will reveal to us the egoistic will to receive between us. This is the meaning of I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. Meaning, if we try to be more and more connected, by that, we seemingly invite our will to receive between us to be revealed more and more. We pull Him out, we force it to be revealed, and we're not waiting until we fall. So it's worthwhile for us to constantly work on proceeding everything with our connection and the actions of the Creator that is raising our ego, we will accept those with gratitude, with joy. And the ego that's revealed, we'll accept it as good, and by that we will justify the Creator and bless Him. It's very important. By that we are called righteous to some extent, tzaddikim, since we justify the Creator and His creation, Moscow 6. I guess you answered, but I'll ask nevertheless. The acceleration of the path is by connecting each state to the Creator?
Yes, that's true.
USA Northwest.
Дорогой Раф, когда мы в нашей жизни, мы в левой линии.
Dear Rav,
там разделение, разобщение.
We live inside our lives, we are in the left line, wars, separation, everything. Later, we are coming closer to the group where you have joy, the Creator is there. In dissemination, how can we connect these two things and give a person who is not familiar with it a recipe for connecting these two lines so he's happy?
We can't give anyone any recipe, but rather only to learn what the Kabbalists write to us and try to do that in action, in practice, between us in the ten. That's it. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a method, a practical method, and we have to do it in action between us, not just in words, but truly in action.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Boker Tov, Chavarim.
In the corporeal world, when I run 100 meters, I come first, I win. I advanced, I came first, I won. The feeling is good. In the spiritual experience, I'm coming up to a new degree, nothing is familiar. I feel lost, I don't know what to do. Because I'm meeting the spiritual world, this is, I've created an upside down world, and that's how it's expressed.
That it can be this way also, that can be the meaning of it. And most importantly, what we have to achieve is adhesion with the Creator. And the reward is, let's say, if you participate in some sport competition, so your adhesion is in the reward. Here, your adhesion is not with the egoistic reward, but the altruistic reward. And therefore, it's totally different. It's the opposite. Here, you have to develop a new vessel. Then you will discover it. It is, well, we have to pay attention to where we are. Each and every moment, each and every day, all of us together, and you will see to what extent you can already jump ahead. You received many things. You just have to implement it, and for the time being, you're not so successful in that. Well, you're successful, but not enough. However, our path is already such that the Creator can be revealed in the connection between us each and every moment. All that's lacking is the connection itself. Zichron 2.
Good morning, Rav.
You're
talking about a person who exerts for years and then feels the distancing from the Creator. How do I know that I'm truly putting in that exertion? I'm not just sitting here on my chair and I'm not advancing.
If you learn each morning and two times more during the day, you are connected to the 10, you are trying to implement these things, then you are on the right path.
Latin 5.
That's it.
Rav, pregunta de la decena. ¿Acaso llegará el momento que nos volvamos de...
Question from the 10. Is there a moment where we will become completely dependent on these writings?
The writings, we are not quite dependent on them. These writings will enter into us, they'll become immersed in us, and we will simply see that these are not texts. This is our inner system. All of the writings of Kabbalah, the true ones, were written out of the feeling of the inner system. This is what a Kabbalist discovered, and this is how we will also feel them, that this is about our inner system of each one of us and all of us together. And the system is called Partzuf or Olam, world. This is what it's about in all of the articles, the essays of Kabbalists, how to reveal to us this system, this structure. And this is how we will discover it.
Bonjour. Question à l'ami. La correction de la gauche repousse nous fait sentir que nous sommes corrompus et loin du Créateur. Mais qu'en est-il lorsqu'en réalité nous sommes vraiment corrompus et loin du Créateur? Quelle devrait être notre prière?
Question from a friend. The correction called the left rejects gives us a feeling that we are corrupt and distant from the Creator. But what about when we are truly corrupt and distant from the Creator? What should be our prayer at that time? What will help in that time?
It says that one must bless over the bad as over the good. This means that I need to accept the revelation of the bad, rejection, helplessness, in all kinds of different forms. I need to accept it with joy as I accept a big reward. This is how it needs to be. Why? Because, as Bala Sulam writes in the letter, that if it is revealed now, then certainly it was there to begin with. And now it has only become revealed, because now I'm already capable of correcting it. This is why I rejoice in those wicked ones that are revealed, because if they are not revealed, then who knows when they will be revealed. But those that are revealed, it is a sign that I'm able to overcome them and to correct them with the correct attitude between me and the friends and the Creator, and in that way to correct them. This is why we need to be happy with the revelation of the bad as with the good. And the bad might be that I don't want to study, I don't want to meet the friends, I don't want anything at all of this life and from the wisdom of Kabbalah, etc., etc. It should all be for me as a good sign. A good sign, because it is the revelation of the broken vessels. And if they are revealed, then it is a sign that I can correct them.
Latin 11.
Yes, sí. Buenos días, Rav.
Buenos días.
Good day, Rav.
En el trabajo espiritual, ¿qué es?
In the work, spiritual work, what is exactly the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body? What is it exactly?
The darkness of the mind is then when I don't understand where is it from and why. The bitterness of the body is when I don't have the strength so that I can overcome the situation and bring ourselves to a good state. What is the benefit in it? That according to my mind and also according to my emotion, I have to turn to the 10 and along with them to the Creator so that He will take care of us. We actually don't need to do anything or to overcome anything except for the separation between us. We need to connect ourselves and also from the separation between us and the Creator, to turn to Him and ask. All of our work, it's like a little child, only to demand, to ask, to nag to the Creator so that He will do it. But from all of us, together. That is, it's not that it is expected of us to know, to understand, to be strong. No, no, no. We never have any forces or the mind to overcome the will to receive that is revealed, because each time it is revealed in a way that is more cunning, it is greater. We don't need to. No, we just have to know how to turn to the Creator, all of us together, to Him, so that He will do it, so that He will correct it. As it says, the Lord will finish it for me.
Spain too.
Percibiremos distanciamientos por parte del creador. ¿Acaso cuando estemos más adentrados percibiremos sensaciones diferentes? Querido Rab, dice el texto que al comienzo del trabajo percibiremos sensaciones de rechazo por parte.
It's written that in the beginning of the work we will feel rejection from the Creator. Does it mean that as we advance in the work we'll feel differently?
There are all kinds of forms in which the Creator relates to us. However, actually, each time these are rejections, rejections, rejections. As we read now, that through distancing, we cause nearing. The distancing, of course, is done by the Creator according to our ability to overcome the distancing and to turn to Him. That is, if we feel ourselves in a descent, for sure, out of that, we can turn to Him. However, it's on the condition that we come together and we turn to Him correctly. And then, for sure, out of this descent, we will reach a state of ascent, which is also what He does, not us. However, we receive spirit and forces, and that's it. This is how we come closer. Descents, ascents, descents, ascents, each and every time.
Barur.
This is clear. Good.
PT 35. Rav, what does it mean to be attached to the 10?
To annul before the friends. Gilad.
Excerpt number 12. As much as he overcomes, he always sees that he is farther from holiness than others who feel that they are in wholeness with the Creator. But he, on the other hand, always has complaints and demands, and he cannot justify the Creator's behavior the way he behaves with him.
This is how we feel, right? That relative to the friends, I feel myself that I'm lesser than them, that I don't understand, I don't feel, I don't succeed. They are connected between them, and I'm on the side looking at this connection, and so on.
Now this pains him. Why is he not wholly whole with the Creator? Finally, he comes to feel that he has no part in holiness at all. And although he occasionally receives an awakening from above, which revives him momentarily, soon after he falls into the place of baseness. Yet this is what causes him to come to realize that only the Creator can help and really bring him closer.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to ask about that, Hebrew 10? About that?
Listen that. What should a person do when he feels himself like a pig, chazir, the one who returns, chozer, who goes back to things he already corrected? He wants to go back and eat this rubbish, and it never ends and grows stronger with the years.
Yes, this is how it is for the time being. That's the way.
But he wants one time more money, more honor, more control. He begins to want these things more. What's the solution?
The solution is to continue, and with a good pace to continue. This is the solution.
Pace.
Yes.
What does it mean, the pace? Overcoming more?
Yes, overcoming as quickly as possible. Ashkelon 3.
In all the excerpts, they speak about overcoming, but there's an inner sensation of suffering. The path is full of torments. Is that so?
No, it's not so, because we have to invert this suffering into joy. Because if I get a place to work, and first of all, the Creator wants to bring me closer. That should already bring me joy. If I am capable of turning to the group, to the friends, and together with them to the Creator, that too is joy, because I'm already performing truly an act of correction. And also, if I get something from the Creator in return, some response, some feeling, some understanding, that too is joy. We need to demand from each and every state of ours in the spiritual process joy. This is a sign that we are in the right state. And lack of joy is a sign that we are missing out on something, we're mistaken in something. And that state is incorrect. This is why it is considered that a fool is sitting idly eating his own flesh.
Gilad.
Excerpt number 13.
Why were you laughing?
I like what you're saying.
Everything becomes clear. It's all simple, right?
Excerpt number 13. Those who wish to work in order to bestow are admitted into the king's hall. And when one works in order to bestow, he does not mind what he feels during the work. Rather, even in a state where he sees a shape of black, he is not impressed by it. But he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that he does not ask the Creator to give him the shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow. If there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness allows one. The whiteness doesn't allow a person to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this causes him never to be able to be awarded with Dvekut, with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above a form of blackness. And when he sees if his work is in purity, this means that if one can be in gladness in the state of blackness, too, it is a sign that his work is in purity.
This means that if in the descents, the falls, all kinds of states where that a person feels he can disconnect himself from the feeling itself, like Rabash would say, let it suffer. This is how he would say about himself, let it suffer. And he himself, his awareness, the Adam in him is happy, even though the body is sorry. According to that, we can say that the person is on the right path, that on the one hand, he's being promoted in a good way, strongly going forward. On the other hand, he accepts this form of advancement, which is above whatever he feels in his body. And this, for him, is actually a good sign. This is why don't cry in tough states, but rather see to what extent they are purposeful. There are no questions. Nice. It's a sign that either you agree or you don't understand. How will I know? Well, let's say that you do understand. What? PD6? Who do we have there who's asking? Go ahead.
I want to understand what it means that he can overcome on all the concealments.
That he understands, he feels, he digests all of the things that he has within him, that he receives all of them from the Creator, and he receives all of them in order to correct them, as we talked about it already. Or as Parasuram writes, that I'm happy with the wicked ones that are being revealed, that is, all these bad qualities of mine that become revealed, because those who have not been revealed, who knows when they will be revealed. And this is how we actually get closer to the truth. Yes, Chaim?
So, what part exactly is in gladness? Which part of me is happy?
That part that yearns for the truth, for the Creator, for the goal. And along with that, let's say there is some part that regrets. It is that same will to receive that has been revealed as broken. It wanted to receive an egoistic feeling, and now it doesn't get that egoistic feeling. So we have to rise above it and be happy that specifically because it is not receiving that egoistic feeling, then above it, you are building an attitude of bestowal through the friends to the Creator. It is very close. It's simple. Look how this already exists between you.
What gives a person the ability to work this way?
He already reaches it through all of his previous actions, that he wanted so much to reach connection and bestow spirituality. And now when he has this chance, he's happy that maybe finally he'll reach it in practice.
Latin 6.
Shalom, Rav. La pregunta es, si la alegría es el indicador del
trabajo. Hello, Rav. The question is if the joy, gladness,
incluso en los estados de rechazo,
is a sign that was done correctly. How can you hold on to the joy even during states of rejection?
Together with the friends, it's possible. It's like going to an attack. There is the matter of doing it by yourself, and there's the matter of doing it with the ten.
Seder.
Okay.
Tel Aviv 4.
רב, תפילה יוצאת מהרצון לקבל?
Does the prayer come out of the will to receive, if the will to receive is the only one that suffers?
The prayer emerges from the will to receive when we want to be above it, when we want to bring it to a higher degree, to a spiritual action.
So the correct prayer can be only from a state where the will to receive suffers,
when it understands why it suffers, and it is willing to remain in the suffering so long as it achieves something above it.
And the gladness at that time, what is it?
Well, specifically, this is the joy that you can suffer in the will to receive and be in joy that a will to bestow is developing in you. And a will to receive will always suffer. It doesn't go away, it doesn't become cancelled, it doesn't become refined. It will always suffer. And you need to reach a state where your impression from bestowal will be 620 times greater, and then it will cover the entire will to receive. And specifically the fact that the will to receive is the opposite from the force of bestowal, out of that you will get even greater joy.
So, and the connection between the joy and the suffering, that's where the feeling of pitach exists.
Yes, 620 times more. Africa.
Bonjour, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
À surmonter les obstacles. Et lorsque et sur une longue période, nous n'arrivons pas à surmonter et la descente, qu'est-ce qui peut nous arriver dans ce cas?
We learn about overcoming, but if we are in a state of descent for a long time, we cannot overcome. What can happen then? What happens if we cannot overcome for a long period of time?
Because you are all immersed, each one in his ego, and this is why you cannot lift yourselves. You have to engage in something that is unrelated to your will to receive. And, well, let's say, read something from the book of Zohar, or the introduction to the book of Zohar, first volume, something that is unrelated to you, really. And this will disconnect you from your concerns for why you're not getting spirituality. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it will draw the reforming light upon you, and then you will advance. You need to engage also not only in the inner work in the group, but also in something besides that, in order to rest a little bit from that state that you cannot get out of.
Tenasu.
Try it out.
Tenasu la'asot kach.
Try to do so.
Lefachot lekro.
At least to read some articles about the creation of reality, the structure of reality, like what we're studying right now, the introduction to the book of Zohar, something like that.
Mark 6.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вот если перевод был точный, то описывая пример Рабаша, вы
сказали, что
разум — это человек в нем. И действительно, в
трудную... If the translation was correct, you said that the mind... You can justify something only within reason, then it becomes within my heart?
No, we still need to discover that. What does it mean, man's heart? And what precisely is his brain? This is something that we will discover. Don't you make such decisions by yourselves?
Вот ощущение радости действительно, которое появляется, когда
so the feeling of joy it appears, and then it appears as a result of rising above the feelings and sensations of the body. So what is this joy about, and what desire does it appear?
I don't want to talk in such a way, because you're not discovering any of this yet, and if I'll tell you about it, and each one will start to poke within himself, where is this? That's not how you study. You discover and you study. You discover and you study. Oh, you awaken it and then you study. And you are asking only out of your intellect. If it's out of your intellect, I don't want to hear these questions. That's just philosophizing. Turkey one.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, is overcoming and feeling that everything comes from the Creator related to the condition in which one can change one's own destiny?
Yes, of course. If we turn that we, by turning to the Creator correctly, we change our destiny.
Buenos días, Rab. Sé que somos una decena muy joven en Bnei Baruj.
Morning. I know we're a very young 10 in Bnei Baruj, but I apologize if the question is out of place, but
for
many years Bnei Baruj is engaged in a high degree of connection. So how close are we to attain the connection in Bnei Baruj?
Just like everyone. You are just like everyone. There is no less or more. There's not enough knowledge, not enough understanding, not enough experience. However, actually, if you now have organized yourself towards the spiritual work, then you are just like everyone. PT3.
And on which states do we say let it suffer, and on which states you say there is no commandment to suffer?
This depends on me. If I advance by pushing my will to receive, then let my will to receive suffer. But if I get no benefit out of it, then there is no reason to suffer. These are already torments so that the person will later on feel himself as righteous. Therefore, this is forbidden.
And how do I determine there's no benefit?
Only by looking at the goal. If indeed, in order to attain the goal, you have to overcome yourself so that, even though that you're suffering, however, your suffering also shouldn't be felt truly as suffering, because you are going towards the attainment of the goal. Well, we will talk more about it. It's hard for me to express it in words. It's good that I don't know Hebrew. PT 25.
Boker Tov.
Morning.
Rav, ani shuma et hashim.
I'm hearing the lesson, the friends' questions. I just want to share with the group the states that we're going through. So as at end, sometimes I hear the lesson and the questions of the friends, and I notice that we as a 10, we ask for your advice and what to do. We're in it. We're already doing what we can do. As a 10, We have the ability to overcome the states, because the force of separation grabs each one separately, but as a ten, we're doing the actions of dissemination. And why am I saying all this? Because what's happening here
to
be rewarded. How in the tent can we awaken the envy among other tents who are still searching for themselves? Each one is there, you know, a force of separation grabs him and separates him. And we have the ability to deal with it. I feel it in myself. If this force comes, I immediately cleave to the ten, and we can suck the friends out of it. How as a ten we can give other friends an example? Because we're all closed in, we're shut in our tents.
Within the ten, you don't need to be closed. In the ten, we all belong to our common desire, so you can talk between you and demand from the Creator the true heartfelt connection with increasing internality. This is how we advance.
That's the thing. If we as a ten can be an example for other tens, I see that there are true problems. People here are talking about suffering, and I understand. But if we recognize that this is only for the purpose of the goal, that each one comes with his private desire and joins it to the group, and you see how we are together in this. I just want to ask, how can we as a ten serve as an example for other tens? That's what I want to ask.
I think that it comes without words, simply by your prayer, and you shouldn't talk about it between the tens. Don't talk about it between the tens. They might eventually they'll accept it in a way that is bad, not good, through envy, lust, and other egoistic things, and this will not bring about any closeness, any nearing, but rather distancing. So it's not good for us to do that. Rather, just continue your work in your ten. You can add to it an additional prayer, a thought, that is, that by this you want to help the other tens.
Здорово. Подскажите, как нам в десятке самим с радостью, как в детстве это было, раскачиваешь ты
качаешь? Tell me, please. How can we in our ten?
И вообще стоит ли это дело делать или это прерогатива Творца?
Like we want to like launch ourselves on the swing.
Well, let's say this is what the Creator needs to do and not you. You don't understand what needs to be done in each and every moment in life. You don't need to determine the states as if you are the Creator of the world. But on top of all the states that you receive from above, you just need to build the form of connection. That's it. Only that. Moscow 1.
Lo shomim, lo shomim.
We don't hear you. Can't hear you.
Tov, tzafon echad.
Okay, tzafon one.
Boker tov, Rav. Ani mkavesh la'shela matima la.
Morning, Rav. I hope the question is suitable to the state. When I began learning Kabbalah, I was really excited. I wanted spirituality so much. But after years, I don't feel a lack for this so much. Then why am I here? What's drawing me forward?
The goal that still exists nevertheless, and it shines the way forward. And if you let it go, if you leave it alone, you just become a beast that exists as much as it has to exist in this world for a few more years. And that's it. And it all ends. And therefore, your ego ties you to this goal egoistically in the meantime, that you want to attain something eternal and whole. And that's why you stay. So try to still use what you are given in the right way. Connect more to the ten and flow together with them. Just flow. Don't let them go. And then you'll definitely advance correctly. Okay, Gilad, we are moving to... We have Moscow still? Moscow? Moscow 1?
Хаверим, доброе утро. Меня слышно?
Да, сейчас слышно.
Доброе утро.
Yes, now we can hear.
Скажите, пожалуйста...
Good morning. Rav, tell me please, can you say that if we speed up the development of the soul of each one in the group, then we receive it as pleasure, and if we miss our opportunities, then we receive it as suffering? Can we define it this way?
I already said it, there was such a question. Can we ourselves invite all of the states and abilities that we need to awaken? No. We can only be ready for each and every state that will appear from above, but not that we build these states on our own. We can create such corruptions that we won't get out of it. But only into the state that appears we can bring correction of connection. That's it. All right, let's move on to the next part, Zohar.
And first the song.
Mais notre âme, elle, est éternelle. En suivant les pas des sages, nous ne serons jamais perdus. Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs pour cette dernière bataille. Face à l'instinct qui est en moi, face au désir, vous êtes mes frères et sœurs, on ira jusqu'au bout et nous entendrons le Seigneur dire, mes fils m'ont vaincu. Следом за нами пойдет весь народ. Ворота открыты, царь стоит у ворот. И видим, о чудо, накрыты столы. И целую вечность там сидим уже мы. Мы, други любимые, идем в последний бой. Вознесется душа моя к свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден. אחי שלי לקרב האחרון מול היצר שלי בוער מול הרצון אתם האחים שלי
שנשמע